Spending a few minutes now with Philadelphia Soul head coach Clint Dolezel as they get ready to visit Columbus. And coach, coming off a big win over Atlantic City, and you guys needed a victory, but it had to feel good. You guys start to finish just really took it to the Blackjacks and never let them up for air.
Yeah, it felt great. I mean, honestly, we hadn't had that all year. And it's really hard to, you know, beat somebody as bad as we did just with the timing rules have changed. You know, possessions are very limited. Like we talked about earlier, only had 8 possessions, scored on all 8 of them. Defense got, you know, 4 stops, had them in 3rd and 4th down total 16 times. That's really hard to do. So we showed up well.
You were actually able to get some guys we haven't seen much in the fourth quarter, specifically a quarterback, Danny Southwick, got some snaps as Dan got the fourth quarter off. How did he do in that limited action there?
Did well. I mean, probably one of the best sell routes I've seen and catch by Jordan. It was picture perfect. It's how you draw it up. He scored on his other drive, too. So he was 2 for 2. So, you know, Dan was 6 for 6 on drives, and he was 2 for 2. So definitely pleased with that. And saw a lot of young guys get some work, too, at receiver and DB as well. So, yeah, anytime you get those guys in that have been working for you all year long and they get some playing time, it's nice.
So now as you turn the stretch here, I think 3 of the last 4 on the road. You got a bye in there as well. But, I mean, that's really what it's all about, the big challenge here down the stretch.
It is. We're going to Columbus this weekend. We know, you know, they've had their more downs and ups, but they're playing, you know, pretty good football. Anytime you got a young quarterback, he's going to make mistakes. You know, and that's been, you know, kind of the downfall for them for the most part when they, you know, haven't won. There's been just something not go that's, you know, typical for arena football, just, you know, something he hasn't seen before, which, you know, Dan still sees stuff that, you know, that hadn't happened before. So it's a tough game to learn on the fly as a quarterback, which he's having to do. So, you know, that's a big key for us is to get pressure on him.
And you were able to get them at your place a few weeks ago. You mentioned pressure and giving the quarterback some looks. What are some other things maybe you take out of that game looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty much the same team. We're a little bit different. We had some game plan in that we didn't get a chance to run against them, so we'll try to filter that in this week. You know, and again, it's all about up front pressure and secondary playing well like they did last week. I mean, you got to have both to have, you know, 16 3rd and 4th downs, meaning pass pressure and coverage in the secondary. So if we can do that and take care of the football like we did this past week, I like our chances.